Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
Why Is It Cold? By Chris Artis and Carol Palmer. One day last summer, I asked you why it was so hot. Today, I want to know why it is so cold, said the mouse. The bird said it is cold. The fox says, hot and cold are kinds of weather. Cold weather is caused by several things. I am warm now, said the squirrel. Look at the earth. The egg shows where we are. At this time of year, our part of the earth is tilted away from the sun. It doesn't have much time to heat the land and the water around us. Without the heat from the sun, we feel cold, instructed the fox. I see the X, said the mouse. Me too, said the sheep. I can show you more about cold weather with my weather map. I can find out where our cold weather begins. Look at the X, said the fox, way above Canada. These arrows show the cold air moving across the land. Moving air is called wind. That's a lot of wind, said the sheep. The fox instructed, cold air, strong winds makes us feel cold. This gadget tells us how hard the wind is blowing. The harder the wind blows, the colder it feels. Interesting, said all of the animals. This weather vane tells us the direction the wind is coming from. Today it is blowing from the north, said the fox. Hold on to your hats, said the rabbit. The cold north wind moves across the land and pushes the warm air out of the way. The sheep look up. Is it snowing? Sometimes the cold air causes clouds to form in the sky. Water in the clouds gets colder and colder. It often turns to ice. When the ice gets heavy, it falls to the earth as snow, says the fox. Many clouds in the sky keep the sun from shining on us. Without the sun, the temperature drops lower and lower. Are you cold? Said one sheep. No, said the other. The temperature tells us how cold it is. Look at the thermometer. It shows the temperature is only 10 degrees. That's cold, instructs the fox. Oh, the mouse agrees. It certainly is. Let's look at the weather map again. The cold air from the north moves across the land. When the cold air reaches us, the strong winds make it very cold, said the fox. It's coming from the north, said the rabbit. My wool keeps me warm. The sheep agree. The clouds form and the snow comes down. Oh, the temperature drops lower and lower. Oh, the bird says, it is getting colder now. And now I know why it's so cold. Brr, oh brr, all the animals agree.
I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have measles and the mumps, a gash or rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I counted 16 chicken pox. And there's one more, that's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My legs are cut, my eyes are blue. It might be, it's stomach flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke. I'm sure my left leg is broke. My hips hurt when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle's sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my voice is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine ain't straight. My temperature's 108. My brain is shrunk, I cannot hear. There's a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail, and my heart is, what? What's that? What's that you say? Today is Saturday? Goodbye, I'm going out to play.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.